With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump briefly addressing the issue of abortion yesterday during a rally in Wisconsin.
Mr. Trump is claiming credit for the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the abortion precedent of Roe versus Wade, a case which he said
has torn our country apart for 52 years.
In his remarks, Mr. Trump said he agrees that exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother should be included in proposed laws, but he adamantly opposes late-term or post-birth abortions, calling the latter executions. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, J.D. Vance says Kamala Harris is on the wrong track by hinting at price controls to crack down on what she calls price gouging by American companies. Here's Bob Agnew with more on that story.
Senator Vance says price controls have been tried before.
It fails every time it's happened.
He says one of the first effects is always shortages.
You're not able to buy flour. You're not able to buy eggs in the grocery store.
As for any greedy companies that seek to jack up their prices,
the way to solve that issue, Hugh, is competitive market.
But Vance told the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show that Harris favors regulations and green policies bound to stifle the very competition that would keep prices in check. Bob Agner reporting.
There'll be some fireworks coming up on Capitol Hill in the next few days. House Speaker Mike Johnson expecting a vote this week on a bill that would keep the federal government funded for six more months. However, the measure would also require Americans to provide proof of citizenship when they register to vote. Two NATO members say Russian drones violating their airspace. One reportedly flew into Romania overnight. The other crashed in eastern Latvia early Saturday. This is SRN News. Well, a move to enshrine abortion in the Constitution of Scotland.
The ruling Scottish National Party has adopted a resolution that calls for abortion to become a constitutional right should the country ever become fully independent from England. The SNP is working towards Scottish independence and is explaining what kind of rights they would enshrine if and when that day comes. Scottish leaders have also recently been considering physician-assisted suicide and embracing the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Australian pastor in trouble for refusing to allow a pagan ceremony at his religious conference. Dave Pellow has been called before the Queensland Human Rights Commission for violating an Australian law that requires all major gatherings to include an Aboriginal smoking ceremony. Pellow says he doesn't want pagan ceremonies at his Christian events. This is SRN News. A correspondent, Julie Walker, reports the mother of the Georgia school shooting suspect called the school warning of an emergency.
14-year-old Colt Gray's mother called the Georgia high school warning them about her son just before the shooting Wednesday. That's what her sister Annie Brown told the Washington Post. The teen is charged with murdering two students and two teachers. His father, Colin Gray, accused of supplying the AR-15 style rifle. The parents are not together. When Jackson County investigators went to the father's home in 2023 to question the teen about an online threat, he denied it. The father did say his son had access to guns and was bullied at school.
He gets flustered and under pressure. He doesn't really think straight.
Again, that was Colin Gray talking about his son Colt in a 2023 interview with investigators. I'm Julie Walker.
And more details at SRNNews.com.